And now Sri Bhagavana Uvacha, the Sri Krishna answers. He says, Loke asmin dvividha nishtha pura prokta maya anaga. O anaga, O sinless. Loke asmin dvividha nishtha pura prokta. In this world, nishtha means the path, that in which you can rely. Dvividha, twofold. Pura prokta maya, I have declared. This is said is so lightly that Arjuna is not attracted by this word as yet. It is in the fourth chapter when Sri Krishna will say that, look, I have given this knowledge long ago to Vivaswan and then to Manu and then to Ikshvaku and then it was lost. When he gives a long description, then he is struck by it and says, you are now, but Vivaswan was much earlier. How could you have given this knowledge to Vivaswan at that time? But even now he says, Pura Maya Prokta, I have given this twofold path long ago. It is Sri Krishna now speaks as the divine, who was already in another birth somewhere. At that time he had already pronounced his whole knowledge. So he says, in this world I have already spoken, Pura, long ago, Dvividha Nishtha, I have already spoken of twofold paths. Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam, Karma Yogena Yoginam. There are two categories of people. Yogis are those who are inclined towards action. Sankhyanam are those who are inclined towards knowledge. So to those who are inclined towards knowledge, I have given the path of knowledge, Jnana Yoga. Those who are inclined towards action, I have given them the path of Karma Yoga. And both the paths have their own stages. So, when I have to tell you something which will be both combined together. If you are only concerned with knowledge and nothing else, if you are not keen to do action on the earth for God, then following the path of knowledge alone would have been enough. If you only wanted to know the eternal, then that would be enough. I would have told you of the eternal and would have told you now you concentrate and meditate upon him and you will attain to eternal. But I know what you are. You are active by nature. You want to be active. You can't remain without action. Even though you talk of wisdom, I know you quite well that you are one who is engaged in action. And even when you have reached knowledge, even then I know that you will be inclined to do knowledge for action for God. Knowing all that, I am emphasizing upon you the whole idea of Karma Yoga. Now comes the exposition of Karma Yoga, which had already started the second chapter. But Sri Krishna now emphasizes that Karma Yoga is something most natural to human beings. Na karmanam karmanam anarambhan neshkarmyam purusha ashnute na cha sanyasanat eva siddhim samadhi gacchati. Do not think that by not doing anything you attain to a state of actionlessness. And do not think that by giving up everything you attain to the highest realization. The real giving up is quite different. The real not beginning of action is quite different. Even if you don't do anything and sit down cross-legged, Don't think that you have attained the state of inaction or you have attained to the state of knowledge. It may be only an outer inaction, but the mind may be raging into all kinds of battles. So merely not doing anything does not mean that now you attain to inactivity. To attain to the state of inactivity is very important. Sri Krishna does not deny that inactivity is not important. But real inactivity is to be distinguished from ordinary inactivity. Not doing anything is not inactivity.